magnify him. Indeed, he is good. Indeed, he is good. There is no one like him. Let us magnify his holy name. Let us exalt him. Let's give him thanks. Him alone is worthy to be praised. Him alone is worthy to be exalted and to be lifted high. There is no one like him. Let's just thank him. Let's magnify him. Let's exalt him. Let's thank him. It's a great privilege to be alive, to be in the sanctuary, not in the mortuary. Some people wish to be alive today, but they have departed. But the mercy of God sustained us. He sustained our families. He sustained everyone around us. Let's magnify him. Let's give him thanks. Let's give him thanks. Let's bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
I want us to sing this song. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name. There is no other name I know. Let's just turn it into prayer and just begin to give him thanks once again. The word of God said that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. He said the righteous run into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The righteous run into it, sickness could not bring them down. The righteous run into that name, weakness could not bring them down. The righteous run into that name, no manner of poverty could bring them down. The righteous run into that name, no satanic dagger could bring them down. He said, that wonderful name, there is no other name that I know. The name of president can expire. It does expire once they finish their term. But the name of Jesus cannot expire. That name is relevant in every realm of existence, under the heaven, under the ground, in heaven and everywhere. There is no name that is above that name. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Let's thank him for that wonderful name. That wonderful name, he turned barrenness to fruitfulness. That wonderful name, he turned emptiness to fullness. That wonderful name, look at the air that was full, that was completely empty and was void. But that wonderful name, he turned it into something else. Beautiful world, beautiful earth that we can see. Let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Let us thank him. We are in the sanctuary. We are not in the mortuary. We are not gathered to weep on behalf of anyone. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you thanks. And as we look into your word today, open our eyes of understanding again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, the relevant word, the sent word, let it come our way today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you thanks in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's put hands together for Jesus and let us take our seat. Hallelujah. We give God glory and praise. And let us welcome our neighbor and let's look at their beautiful faces. The weather is so wonderful and we are gorgeously dressed, reflecting the glory of God. What a mighty God we are serving. What a glorious God we are serving. What a wonderful God we are serving. Let's exalt him. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We bless the Lord for that. That is so good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Remember, the prophetic focus for the month said the tree of righteousness for the healing of the nation. And whatever he says, he will always confirm it. God is in the business of confirming his word. And that's why I've been telling us, don't let us be casual about the way we handle things of God. Hallelujah. That same scripture for the month, he said, on that street, he said, in Revelation 22, let's go there.
Said, and he said, Revelation 22, hallelujah to Jesus. That is the very last chapter of the Bible, so it's easy to locate. Just go to the back of your Bible, the last chapter, and the first verse of it. Are we there? He said, and he showed me a pure river of water, of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. He said, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. Every what?
Every
month. He said, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So, every month has its peculiar fruits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Specifically, the special food package for this month, for us in this assembly, is the straight order of the flow of healing virtue.
Amen.
And that's why no one should or will end this month with a broken body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No one that is numbered with us will end this month with a broken body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No one will end this month with a broken body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are saying amen, you are in the sanctuary. You will not end this month in the mortuary in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are walking around strong and healthy on the surface of the earth. You will not be found in the grave in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said 12 manner of fruit, and every month is coming with his own package. It is coming with its own package. Every month is designed to yield the package that it was packaged. I mean, that it was designed for. Heaven has sanctioned it. The greatest body that's ever been, that will ever be, the Spirit, the Son, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they have sanctioned it that every month is designed to yield the fruit for you. And there is no devil under the heaven or in any realm of existence that has the capacity to stop it, because heaven has decreed it. Hallelujah. The only thing we need is to connect with heaven by our faith so that we can take delivery of it. Thank you, Jesus. He said, in verse 3, he said, and there shall be no more curse. Say, no more curse.
No more curse.
Hallelujah. He said, no matter how long that cross has been plaguing that destiny, no matter how long that cross has been plaguing that nation, no matter how long that cross has been plaguing that individual, heaven said no more cross in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I decree that every family cross or whatever cause has been plaguing your destiny expires today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, when the book of remembrance was opened, Mordecai was let loose. He was just an ordinary gate man. All his key that he acquired, nobody reckoned with it. All his prayer that he's been doing, all his sacrifices that he's been praying for the kingdom, nobody reckoned with it. But when the curse ceased, Bible said that the king could not sleep until he remembered him. This month, the Lord will remember you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Strict order of divine favor be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus Christ. He said, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. Because when God is present in a place, the blessing of God is there. God cannot be in a place and curses will be at the same time. It's not possible. You know, even in physics or in science, we know that two things cannot occupy a place at the same time. If you put your cup, you put water there, and it's full, every air will be driven out. Hello? It is not possible for God to be dwelling in a place and causes his dwelling there at the same time. It is not possible. It's not possible. It's not possible. The only way you could allow it is to allow yourself to be deceived by the devil and say, okay, yes, and you go, you go, you go, you go and carry it. But the Most High who cannot fail. He said concerning you, there shall be no more curse in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Remember the word of God said that cursed is everyone that hanging on a tree. Hello? Galatians chapter 3. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Galatians 3, starting from 13. Let's go there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm so excited, you know. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians chapter 3. Thank you, Jesus. Are we opening our Bibles? Hallelujah. Starting from verse 13. Hallelujah. Let me read. He said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Hello? Christ, the anointed one. The one that we are referring to in Revelation 22 as the tree of life has redeemed us from the law, from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Who was that person that hung on a tree? Jesus. They put him on a tree. They didn't name him on iron. Hallelujah. It wasn't a copper. It wasn't a stone. Hello? The cross on the tree. They nailed him there. And before he did that, it was already prophesied that cursed is ever. So he went to that cross. He surrendered himself. And they nailed him on that cross, that wooden cross. Why? So that this scripture can be fulfilled. That every curses that belonged to us before was heaped on him. And everything was nailed to the cross. That is why there is no curse that has any legal right in your life if you are saved, sir. Hallelujah. No. You can say, oh, but the family has been passing through. Yes, no matter how long. You know, when you go to the apothec and you buy something, they put expiry dates. The day Jesus said it is finished, that was the day every curse is right from Adam when the man disobeyed and curse came. That was the day it expired. So there is no reason under the heaven why people should be living under the curse. So the solution for the curse is salvation plus revelation. Once you are saved, you believe that he went to that cross for you. He said, verse 14, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He said that the blessing, the blessing of Abraham might be upon the Gentiles. So you cannot say, but I'm a Jew. Yes, you're not a Jew. It was that day that it was extended even to the Gentiles, which is you and I. He said that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. So they repeated it again. In case you say, okay, but my Bible translation didn't make it well. He still repeated it again that causes everyone that hangs on the tree. So through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, or Jesus the anointed, or the Messiah, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. So the curses has expired. That is why everything written in Deuteronomy 28, from 15 downward, every curses, you know, when it summarizes, it's in three forms: poverty, sickness, and death. Hello? Everything encapsulated. But Bible said it has expired if you are born again. No matter what the family, the grandfamily, or the grandparent, whatever English you use, has done, it has expired, sir. Hello? The stay of any curses in your life, in your lineage, has expired.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thought somebody would be excited with this thing. Thank you, Jesus. So don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let any prophet come and deceive you and say, okay, no. Tell him that in Christ Jesus, I am redeemed from every curse. Because curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Jesus had to go to hang himself on that. They put him on that tree so that the curses, the hold of curses in my life, all my life, in my family, upon my company, might expire, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We need to understand this thing very well, because the devil is a deceiver. He's a 419. He will deceive you into believing that it is not real. Why? Bible says it is by faith. Why? Faith connects you with God. Fear connects you with the devil. Faith activate the flow of divine virtue. Fear activate the activate the flow of negative power from the devil. So you have to be conscious of this. Don't let anybody deceive you that because you belong to certain race or you belong to certain age or you belong to certain group, even if you have made mistake in the past, the truth is that he said, by his stripes we were made white. His righteousness has been transferred into our own. Hello. Thank you, Jesus. We need to understand this one very well. And let me quickly share with us the message for the day. You have been captioned, winning the battle over your health. Say, winning the battle over your health. Brethren, I want you to understand that the battle over your health is a winnable battle, sir. God never designed you or destined you to be a vegetable. No! I want you to, you know, the way you will be angry if you are walking on the street and somebody that you didn't know just come and put dung on your face. The way you will react, the way you should react with sickness, it is not normal. Don't let any doctor tell you lies. Don't let any doctor, you see, when we are growing up, they say, okay, oh, Ronu, that's why he's having hypertension. That's in life on the pit of hell. Because if you don't think, how will you make it in life? Hello? Abba. It's a satanic deception from the pit of hell. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you don't think, what will you be? So he says he's thinking. That's why he says, no, it's a life on the pit of hell. It is to make you to accept and say, yes, so it's true. I don't want to think again. And you'll be behind. Hallelujah. See, let's wake up with the reality. Winning the battle over your health, the battle concerning your health, the concerning the health of your children, is a winnable battle. That was why he had to go to that cross. They nailed him. Like we said last Sunday, it wasn't an easy one. It was the worst death anybody could die. It was a shameful death. You can compare it to taking people to the square of the city or the centrum and firing him in firing squad. And he had to endure that. So that you cannot be sick again. So that devil will not have to sell it. Don't let anybody tell you. See, the doctor will tell you and say, okay, by the time we run the test, we look at it from the generation in the past, so disease has been there. Even when people are pregnant, they say, we ask questions, this and this and this. Do people from your family have this? You say yes. Ah, that's why. It's not true. It's not true. It is not true, sir. Say it is not true.
It is not true.
Thank you, Jesus. It's not true. It's a lie. They will say, okay, yes, it's a very common disease among the black people, so it's normal. Oh, yes, it's a very common disease among the white people, you should have this. No! Thank you, Jesus. I want us to understand that the place of our body in the fulfillment of our destiny is so important. That's why the devil is fighting it. The Bible made it very clear in Genesis chapter 1. Let's go there. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And in verse 20, let's start from verse 26. He said, and God said, let us make man in our own image. In fact, that line alone can bust your heart. You are created in the image of God. Was God sick? Was Jesus sick? Have you ever heard that? Oh, and the father prayed. Oh, in Jesus' name, my son be healed. No, he wasn't sick. And we were created in his own image. Bible made us understand that like beget like. A lion will never ever give back to a dog. It's not possible. So God will not give back to weaklings, sir. If anything is trying to eat up your head, I decree that judgment acts of God fall upon that devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have seen people who are sick class, who are strong, who are turned to strong people. Allah. Hallelujah. After many times, see, at the time I accepted in my life, when it is December, November, December, asthma is coming. It's coming, yes. I'll be expecting it. Slightest irritation in my nose, I'll go to the shop. You have medicine. One day, one of my friends said, Femi, why are you buying this thing? I said, no, it's coming. I have to buy it. See, and the angel coming. But when I discovered the lie that in Christ Jesus, asthma has expired, he went back to the pit of hell where it came here, it belongs to Satan. Because the Bible says, I was created in his image. Thank you, Jesus. He said, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish. Let who? Let them, mankind. Not angels. Not even God himself. He locked himself out in this respect. He said, I created this earth, I created mankind, and let mankind have dominion. Who is mankind? A spirit with a body. Angels don't have this kind of body you have. And that makes them illegal here without approval. Including the devil. You know, the devil is a fallen angel. Don't be scared of him. He's a fallen angel. He's a dethroned king. Can a dethroned king go to governor's office and say, I want to collect my deal? They will arrest him. He is a dethroned king. He is illegal. And that's why he can't receive the devil and he shall flee. He's a dethroned king. He said, thank you, Jesus. He said, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over all the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the head. Let's jump to 28 to make it fast, because of our time. He said, and God blessed them. Bless whom? Mankind. He blessed those spirits that has body. The mankind that he created, not angel. He blessed mankind. And God said unto mankind, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. If you read from 29, that's 1. He said, and behold, God said, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you shall it be for meat. The word meat is food. So those herbs, the vegetable, the spinach, was given to us for food. You will never see any prescription for any medication or any medicine in Genesis chapter 1. Why? Man was not expected to be falling sick, sir. Hello? I think you are getting this. All the herbs, what do you call it in Yoruba? Agbo. He wasn't giving us initially as medicine. It was giving us as food because he was not expected to be sick. So you will see that there is no reason under the heaven why nobody should be able to convince you that God made you sick to teach you something. Why? He did not have plan for your sickness. Thank you, Jesus Christ. So what you need to understand is this. Our body is so important because that's what makes us legal on earth. Once the body expires, the person must depart. Even if he doesn't want to depart, they will bury him. Otherwise, the tank cancer won't be able to sleep. Hello? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's understand this one. And that's why God has the healthcare package that he has put into place. Even after the fall. It's just like when every serious manufacturer has a plan for repair workshop and maintenance. Nobody will go and buy a product that you know that you're not guaranteed of getting the part to service. Will you go and buy a car and they say, okay, once you drive this car for so number of kilometers and you need to service it, you cannot get the oil filter. Will you buy it? No matter what, even if you are for that Christmas, you won't buy it. So to tell you, for anybody devil to deceive you that God does not have spare parts shop, where he can replace the part that the devil is trying to damage, is lying, is ignorance. Hallelujah. That was why he said the tree of life was for the healing of the nation. Because he knows that the devil can try to put disease and sickness on his people. And he said the tree of life was for their healing. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalm 74. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 74 was a very powerful verse. I like that one so much. Verse 20. Let's go to verse 20 to save our time. The psalmist here was writing in verse 20. He said, have respect unto the covenant. Which covenant? The covenant that we read in Galatians chapter 3. He said, "Cursed is everyone that hungeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might be upon the Gentiles." You know, he made the covenant with Abraham. And he said, "I will bless you, and I will bless all your seed." And when you become saved, when you become a believer, when you are saved, when you are born again, you become a child of Abraham. And the covenant that God made with Abraham, it becomes your, you become part of it. It's just like when you become a citizen of Sweden, for example, every right that accrues to every citizen of this country naturally becomes yours. Hello? But even if it's happening here, there are some rights that if you don't go and ask for it, it will just be there. Hello? He said in his word, he said, "Have respect unto the covenant." Why? "For the dark places of the earth are full of the habitation of cruelty." The devil is a wicked spirit. Every time you wake up in the morning and you are yearning, he's crying. Because his plan was to kill you before the morning. But thank be the God Almighty that didn't allow it. And the psalmist here was right. He said, "Have respect for thy covenant, because the dark places of the earth are full of the habitation of cruelty." When you are driving, the devil is planning, I wish he doesn't even arrive at the destination. But as the Lord liveth, the Lord will give his angels charge over you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. None of you here, nor anyone that is numbered with you, will be picked up from the wrecking of a car accident in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whether you are flying, whether you are walking or cycling, you will not crash in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, "Have respect unto the covenant." Why? "The dark places of the earth is full of the habitation of cruelty." In Jude chapter 1 and verse 9, that will tell you how, even how important the body is. Even when Moses died, the devil said, "I won't let go. This one." He still followed him. You know, Moses taught him lesson. He taught the devil lesson. He knocked his head per second. In fact, there was no man in the class of Moses that was able to see God real life. He saw it. He was going to say, "You, this boy, you have come again. I don't want to kill you." He said, "I will show you my back." So the devil is always crying every time he hears that word, Moses. Hallelujah. Up to now, the Egyptian, they know. He said, "Moses," he said, "Musa, okay. You know." Hello? So they are scared. See, devil was so angry that even in Jude chapter 1 and verse 9, Bible said, "Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed the body of Moses, does not bring against him a running accusation, but said, the Lord rebuked him." You know, when Moses finished his assignment here, God said, "You, this boy, okay, you finished. Come home." And the devil said, "Yeah, but before, you remember what he did? He did something. Amen. Of course, you are angry with him. His body belonged to me. So he wanted to steal the body." And God said, "You, okay, this number, you are too small for that." The same Michael that dealt with him. You know, the Bible says in the book of Revelation that there was war in heaven. And Michael and his angels, they fought against the dragon, and the dragon prevailed not. Well, and he was there, and there was no more place found for him. So God wouldn't. The devil is too small for God to fight him. So you. So he sent Michael. The same Michael said, "Go and deal with him." And he said, "The Lord rebuked him." He dropped the dead body. So if the devil was contending for the dead body of Moses, why would he not contend for your body that is still living? So it's not strange that you are feeling somehow. But it is more strange if you allow that sickness to stay. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you wake up and your head is doing somehow. And they say, "I remember every September I used to come." They say, "Okay, well, thank you." He just signed the documents. "Okay, go and give me more demons. Hey, demon why? Go and invade social apartment. There is somebody that is calling for more." You know, when you order for pizza, I say, "Hello, are you calling? Is it drive-through or McDonald's or whatever?" I say, "Hey, I need more burger. How many? 20 packs." Hallelujah. They want to sell. So they rush in there. Hallelujah. So when you subscribe to that sickness, they will say, "Hey, demon, where you are going? Okay, you've given a headache before. Now, add stomach ache to it." They don't have work. That's why the Bible says they are moving to and fro. So when they see opportunity like that, they go, they rush there. But you will not give in to the gimmicks of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Your mouth will not cause you to stumble in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus.
So remember that God needs your body. He said, be fruitful. Angels cannot be fruitful. You know, some people say they have spiritual husband. Yes, but have you ever seen somebody that was impregnated by a spiritual husband? The spiritual husband can only deceive them in the spirit to them. He can't impregnate nobody. Hallelujah. So God needs your body. He wants to replenish the earth. He wants to build more building. Even when he wanted to build the ark in the Old Testament, he didn't say, okay, Moses, with all your anointing, pray the angel down to build the temple. No, it was people. Why? It is illegal for a spirit without a body to operate here, except it is permitted. Remember, even when he invaded the garden, he couldn't do anything. He needed the body of a snake. That is to tell you. And that's why every demon is always looking for a human being to possess. Because it's not comfortable possessing animals. Remember when those devils, when Jesus casted them down out and they entered the pigs, the Bible said the pigs, they enter and the river and perish there. So they don't want it. They want body, because it is when they possess a body that they will be able to operate. He wanted to cause world war. He had to look for one. What is his name? That German.
Hitler.
Yes. Because there is no way the devil could have caused it. He needed one Hitler to buy his life, to motivate people. Hello? That is to show you how little, how powerless the devil is. Don't give in to his gimmicks. He doesn't have it, sir. Thank you, Jesus Christ. As we round up, because the Lord knows that the devil can try all his gimmicks to try to put sickness on us, he has given us some provisions. Let's quickly look at those provisions that God has made for his healthcare system to maintain our bodies. Hallelujah. Because it's not everybody that is sick because of something that they did. Some are victims of causes that have been plaguing families. Some are victims of even their own action that they did ignorantly. Some are victims of direct satanic attack. Because you see a newborn baby that is born deformed. Was it the one that did a mistake? No! So the devil is always going to and fro, looking for whom to what? To attack. But God, in his infinite mercy, in his power, has provided for us provisions that will make us to stay healthy. And number one provision is the word of God. Say the word of God. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:20, he said, the word, hallelujah, he said, my son, attend to my words. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. He said, my son, say my son.
My son.
He said, attend to my words. Whose words? The word of God. He said, incline your ear or thy ears unto my saying. Well, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Why? For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The word translated health by King James is medicine in the original text, the Hebrew. Hello? Medicine, just like you go to apothec. So every time you swallow the word, you are swallowing medicine. Hallelujah. He said, they are medicine to all your flesh. What's your flesh? Your physical body. So that's why it is illegal for a body person that is hearing the word of God to still remain sick, because the health facilities, the word has been given to him. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Psalms 107, verse 19 and 20. He said, Psalms 107, verse 19 and 20. He said, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Just like we said, the devil can attack people, not because they are sick, not because they are wicked, but because of his own wickedness. But Bible said, in Psalms 109, verse 19, he said, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, or in their sickness, or in their distress, and the Lord saved them out of their distresses. How did he do that? He sent his word, and his word healed them. Say, healed them. His word healed them, and his word delivered them from their destructions. His word. That is why when you go to places where they are casting out demons for you and beating you with drum, you are wasting your time, because with brooms. Brooms cannot cast out demons from nobody.
No, it is the word of God that has the authority in every realm of existence to carry out this assignment, sir. Hallelujah. So give yourself to the word. The word is medicine. He said he sent his word, and his word healed them. His word delivered them. His word is that medicine for their body. So that's why you see someone that is given to the word is very, very strange for him to be sickly. No. Except he's doing this religiously. You know, people can do it religiously. They can quote Bible from Genesis to Revelation. They don't understand nothing. It's just religion. But when you walk in the reality of it, yeah, by his stripes, I was made whole. I can't imagine Jesus having leukemia. Where will he get it from? I can't imagine him even having muscle trouble. He traveled for 3.5 years from villages to villages on horses' back, even on donkeys' back. So don't let anybody deceive you. That was because of the work. It's a lie. Hallelujah. You see, Bible said, thank you, Holy Spirit. He said that affliction is but for a while. Any hold of any sickness or anything negative that is more than a while, check it. There's a spirit behind this. If you walk hard, and you shower, and you rested, and the body did not recover, something is behind it. Don't take it from the devil. Jesus traveled. Bible said he rested. He went to the lower part of the boat they are traveling with. He had a pillow and rested. The Almighty was just having a nice time. And when the devil said, hey, he's sleeping, let me catch them, he sent a storm to capsize the boat. The Bible said they ran to the master. Say, Master, why are you watching? You want to perish? Bible said he rose up and rebuked the thing. So every time the devil is trying to encroach your life and it looks as if the master is resting, call on the master. Hello? Psalms 107, we read, he said, they call on him. He said, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. So cry unto him. Don't say, okay, you are me. It's not by grammar. You know, you like your Bible, they say you pray like somebody whose hand is trapped in the door. Hey, do you speak grammar that time? You don't even care whether it is cool in English. Hey, please, oh, help me. Hallelujah. So you cry unto the Lord. It is written, the tree of righteousness is for the healing of the nation. Lord, deliver me from this. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Matthew chapter 8 and verse 8. Talking about the centurion. He spoke to his head. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof. But speak the word only. Say the word only. Abba. The word only, I said, and my servant shall be healed. In fact, Jesus marveled at it and said, even the people that have been following me for more than 3 years now, they didn't understand this reality. Jesus said, nobody has been found in Israel that has the kind of faith that you have. He said, the word only. Brethren, whatsoever the word of God cannot sort out, nothing else can sort it out. Nobody, no prayer, no prophet, no digging can ever handle it. But the good news is this. There is nothing that the world cannot handle. Because the Bible said there was nothing that was made without the word. So the word is relevant. It can handle anything. Physical, soulish realm, and in the spirit realm. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. So one of the major provision for our health or healthcare service of heaven is the word of God. Because in that word is encapsulated everything you need for health. See, don't wait until you fall sick, until you start taking the dose of the word. No, take it regularly. Hallelujah. I've given us the testimony of one woman of God who was given 40 days to live because of a cancer. And she said, yes, 40 days to live. I said, no. Whether whichever way, I have nothing to lose. She buried herself in the word of God and looked for 40 scriptures that talks about health. And she was able to locate those 40 scriptures. There was a time I distributed the dark paper to us, and I took some of those scriptures. And she started taking those scriptures. Today she's still living. Many of you know Joel Austin. One of these prophets, it was his mother. They gave her 40 days to live. 40 days has expired. He's still living, sir. See, go for the work. Go for the relevant work. Dig deep and say, Lord, what is the relevant word? There is a relevant word for every situation, sir. There is a word that covers your situation. Call for the master. Call for the master. Say, I will call for the master. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That scripture we read, he said in Revelation 1, and he answered, show me a pure river of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. He said, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. You see, the word translated life there is the life, is the Greek word called Zoe. Zoe means God's kind of life. So the tree of life or the word of God carries the God's kind of life. The God's kind of life cannot be in your system and you are still weakly and sickly. It's not possible, sir. Thank you, Jesus Christ. So, go for the word. He said in John 3:16, a very popular verse that all of us know. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in that begotten son or the word of God should not perish, but have everlasting life. The word translated everlasting life is the same word Zoe. To have God's kind of life, God's order of life, that is immune to sickness, that is immune to weakness, that is immune to sorrow, that is immune to demon, anything that can break it down. It is so powerful. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's consider this one. As unfruitful as Hannah's womb was, when the word of the Lord via his prophet was revealed unto her, everything was reversed for her favor. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9. The word of the Lord came to Hannah and barrenness was swallowed. So who says that, like I told you all last time, the testimony of that brother. He said, oh, you had no sperm count. He said, no sperm count. Somebody else will have said, hey, Mugbi, Mugbi, and start crying. I said, oh, sperm count. You need only one sperm to impregnate somebody. An average sperm contains millions. So when you say it's low, no matter how low it is there anyone there? There's one there. He said to, Abba. And what? The woman carried a baby. Somebody will have said, hey, Mugbi, I'm in trouble. The sperm is low. And he will go around announcing it until the low and low become none. Hello? So it's your choice. See, Hannah had encounter with the world. And I decree that that same order of favor belongs to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every area of your life where you are seeing unfruitfulness or barrenness, I decree that the word of life visit you today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As dead as Sarah's womb was, when the word of the Lord came via those angels, it was reversed. Abba! At what age? Menopause or no pause, it doesn't even make a difference. Because the word of God is Zoe. It contains life. When life comes into death, what happened? It will swallow up death in victory. So that word went into our system and recreated the womb and gave life to a dead womb, and dead womb become a bouncing baby boy. And the Lord liveth. Everything that the doctors or whoever has analyzed you said, it won't work. The mercy of God visits you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lazarus was dead 4 days. When the word came, everything was gathered. You know, go and study your Google map very well. Look at the weather of Israel. To bury somebody within 4 days. Even in frozen situation, when it is winter here, it's not easy. But when the word came, everything was the gathered. In fact, when they opened, they said, the sister is stinking. That is to tell you, it wasn't fresh. He had already started decaying. The inner organs, the maggot, they have already started their operation. But when the word came, the word said, stop it. Have respect unto the covenant. Because the dark places in that grave is full of habitation of cruelty. They put him down. They cover him with sand. And they said, no, no more. It has ended. But when life came, life sucked. Thank you, Jesus Christ. So, go for the word. The word of God has many symbols to help your understanding. The word of God is declared as water. It can cleanse you from every filthiness of sickness, be it bodily or even spiritually. So go for the word. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 26, talking about the water of the word. Ephesians 5, 26. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Ephesians 5, 26. The word of God is as water. It washes you clean from every muscle pain, from every tummy pain, from every headache, from every cancer, from everything that wants to eat you up. He has the ability, the capacity to wash you. Number two, the word of God is called fire. Say fire.
Fire.
In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 29. Hebrews 12, 29. And Jeremiah 23, 29 again. It's as fire. It will consume every chaff. You know, sickness is chaff. It doesn't have right to stay. Hallelujah. It doesn't have right to stay. It's a chaff. He said in John chapter 3, he said, he will gather, he said concerning the Holy Spirit. Jesus was speaking concerning the Holy Spirit. He said, he will sweep his ground and he will gather the chaff and burn it with what? With unquenchable fire. That is the work the Holy Spirit is doing in your system as I'm speaking right now. Because the Bible says that in that word, he said, the word that I speak is the spirit and the word is a life. I see the life of God going into your body, gathering the chaff and consuming it with unquenchable fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Huh. So don't wait until they lay hand on you. The word of God has that ability to go into the system and carry it out. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The word of God is fire. I've said it. Hebrews 12, 29. Jeremiah 23, 29. The word of God is also called hammer. Say hammer.
Hammer.
So he can hit it. So, no matter the nature of the sickness, in fact, the Bible tells us to understand that that 29th cane that he received, that plowed his back, science has now proven that every sickness and diseases here in the world that has there in this known world can be grouped into 29 groups. That means every stripe was for every group of sickness. So, there is no excuse you have to remain sick. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God is hammer. Jeremiah 23 and 29 again. Matthew 11, 23. Write it down. So in case you need to study, you can go to it or you take time to listen to the tape. You can see the references again. The word of God is hammer. Jeremiah 23, 29. Matthew 11, 23. Number five, the word of God is balm. Say balm. You know, when you have issue in a place, maybe pain or whatever, they say put that balm there, rub or aboniki, or which other one do we have? Chinese balm, aboniki. You know, when you put small aboniki in your body, the whole house is smelly. If aboniki can handle that, I want of the balm of the word of God. He can go into your system to lose every muscle and set them free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jeremiah 8:22, the word of God is balm of Gilead. Jeremiah 8:22. The word of God is also light and lamp. When the word of God comes into you, it sets you on fire. Do you know, no matter how angry a bee is, or even ordinary fly, can he move near a fire, a flame, it will become meat. It will burn him. So when the word of God chokes your system, it lightens you, it transforms you to a mobile fire. So every sickness, as the sickness is coming, is falling off. As they are coming, they are falling off. So when you have those hot amala, and you put it down, and you don't cover it, there is no fly that can land on hot amala. It will become meat for you. Hallelujah. Hello? No, yes. Every jam there will be roasted too. If it is hot smoking amala. Not to talk of the fire of the Holy Ghost. Bible calls it unquenchable fire. So, can the fire of Holy Ghost be burning in you and sickness is landing? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So, that's the main provision. The word of God is also food. The reference for lamp is Psalms 119, verse 105. The word of God is lamp. The word of God is food. Hallelujah. The word of God is rain. And the word of God is weapon of welfare. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I think we should close here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So the major provision for supernatural help is the word of God. Of course, we have some other provisions that we land or we stand upon the foundation of the word to minister to us. For example, we have the mystery of the communion. Communion is not snacks. Hello? It's not snacks. The moment you pray over it and you take it by faith, according to John 6:53, Zoe, or the life of God, goes into your system. So don't wait. Hello? Don't wait for any special bread from Vatican. Hello? Why? The bread that they used, Jesus did not order it from anywhere in Jerusalem. It was the bread they wanted to partake, that they want to eat normally, that he set aside to pray. So I do take communion with fufu, if you don't know. It's just the water that I have on the table and the fufu that I have that I bless. And sometimes I can access bread, I do that. That's the truth. I don't wait. Every opportunity to get, bless the Father. Say, Lord, I thank you for your body. I thank you for your blood. And it is written, according to the word, that whatsoever name Adam call it, that is the name we bear. Thank you for this. And if you have the opportunity to use your bread, why not use it? Hallelujah. If Jesus grew up in Oyo State, that may be, because they didn't have bread then, we'll have used fufu and amala. Hallelujah. It doesn't have to be bread. It was because he grew up in that environment where they are using bread. Hallelujah. So let us be religious and just wait and say, okay, I want to travel to Italy, or I want to travel to Spain to get a special bread. You don't need it. Get the bread you have in your house. Get your Coke or Fanta or even black currant and bless it and take communion. Another mystery is the mystery of the blood of sprinkling. I do that. The other week, when I see that the devil was trying to zoom, and all guys were sleeping, I woke up. In Jesus' name, I sprinkled the blood of Jesus upon this house. Went to the kitchen, went to the toilet, everywhere. People, the blood of Jesus. Where? You say, when I see the blood, I will pass over. So, when as it's moving, the blood marks that environment. I say, no, don't come near here. That was what the blood did for them. You know, the agent of death passed through the land. But everywhere he saw the blood, he said, no, it's not there. So, do that, especially fathers. Don't wait. Hello? When you sense anything happening in the house, everybody's catching flu, wake up. Take your communion. You can, even if you don't have black oil in the house, bless the water and say, in the name of Jesus, I apply this blood of sprinkling. For it is written according to Exodus chapter 12. Say, when I see the blood, I will pass over. Every flu, every weakness, every pain, pass over. Don't come near here. You mark your territory. Even in natural, you know the lion, they do that. If lion enters a place, he will wee-wee around the place. I said, let me see the antelope. I come and say, hey, Mr. Lion, hey, what's your face? He will end up in the stomach. Hello? So learn to mark your territory. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Mark your territory. Mark your territory. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Another mystery is the mystery of anointing oil. The reference for the blood of sprinkling, so that you can have the biblical reference for it, is Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22. Hello? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 through to 24, talks about the blood of sprinkling. He said, the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel spoke of vengeance, but the blood of Jesus spoke of mercy, of healing, of deliverance. So, put it on you. Put it on your body. Hallelujah. It's the same one that you use for communion that you can use for sprinkling. It just apply it through different means. Just like you have some medicine, they say, like even Voltaren, there's type that you can swallow, there's type you can rub on your body. It is the same Voltaren, but this one you apply through different means. So when you sprinkle the blood to keep it far away from you, and you take the communion to consume the one that is already inside your body. You see how it works now. So sprinkle the blood on your house. Thank you, Jesus. You see, all these mysteries that the occultic people and the fake churches are using, they are there in the Bible, only that they are turning it for evil, so that you will dislike it and do it and say, it doesn't work. See, those juju people. No, it's not for juju. It's reality, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand up. Another mystery, the mystery of anointing oil. See, anointing oil. Anointing oil is a mystery. You have the reference, of course, in Exodus chapter 23. And verse 31, hallelujah. The mystery of the anointing oil. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Another mystery, the mystery of the mantle. Say the mantle. Mantle is any material taken from the anointing.
Peace upon your body, upon the area. Hallelujah. And last one, before we take the communion, is the mystery of prophetic utterance. Prophetic utterance. There are people that are set aside as prophets of God. That when they say it, when they speak forth into your life, heaven goes to carry it out. Hello? Elijah said, as from today, no rain, no drop of rain in this land. Heaven said no. Angel, go and put the key. Unlock it. And when they prayed again, say, open it. And they open. So there are people, not because of their smartness, not because of their race, not because of their tribe, not because of their age, not even because of their ability to read the scripture, but they have been called aside to be prophets, and they speak. Hello? So when the prophet said, no more, it must stop. Hallelujah. So, and see, a lot of time, the devil makes you to despise the prophet so that you will not receive the prophet's reward. A prophet you don't receive, you cannot receive what he's carrying. Because a messenger you despise, you cannot carry the message he's carrying for you. Somebody's coming to give you a gift. And he pressed the bell. Bam. You look at him and say, who are you? I don't like these people who wear this kind of dress. Go out! He said, okay. Hey, though. He take his phone. SL. Where is the next bus? He will depart. Hello? So, and a lot of time, prophets are like that. They are victims, like people just despise them. So watch it. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch it. He said in that Isaiah 53 we read, he said, they look at him. They said he was not comely. So they look at Jesus, the Jesus of Nazareth. I know him, he was a carpenter. Me and my daddy gave his daddy contract to be the dinner table for us. He will not pray for me. I don't want. You see, but they were disconnected from their source of help. You will not be disconnected from your source of help in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's begin to give God praise. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor for the mystery that he has given unto us to enforce supernatural health. Let's give him thanks, and particularly for the mystery of the communion table today. We are partaking of it. And as we are partaking of it, he said, whosoever eateth this one bread, he eats my body. And whosoever drinks this wine, he drinketh my blood. You cannot be having the blood of Jesus in you and be a sickler. It's not possible. He said we were created in his own image. He wasn't a sickly Jesus. He wasn't a weakling. He wasn't the one that would walk for 24 hours and say, okay, he will be on hospital for 15 days. No! Refuse! I say, no! I refuse to be a weakling. No! I refuse the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Thanks. So let's give him God thanks. Let's give him praise. Let's give him honor. Let's give him adoration. Let's exalt him. Thank him for his blood. Thank him for his body. Thank him for the availability of the virtue that are loaded in this mystery. Father, we give you thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you thanks. We give you thanks. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
In the name of the Father,
Amen.
In the name of the Son,
Amen.
In the name of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
We receive this communion table with faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we partake of this communion, strict order of divine strength begin to surge in our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everything that is caused sick or part of our body that is having challenges, we decree, receive the life of God and be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every blood disease, every disease of the muscle, every disease of the heart, every disease of the lung, every disease of the digestive system, of the womb, of the leg, or any part of our system, receive the life of God and come back alive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The word of God came towards that man Lazarus, and the stinking dead man came alive. We decree that the life of God coming to our system right now, anything that is called decay in our system, jack back to life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible told us that when he gave them the bread, he said, as I live, so you will live that way. Jesus was not visiting hospital every day one and day two.
His body was not turned to a specimen for the medical doctor. And I therefore decree today, as we partake of this communion, the same order of life is injected into our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said concerning that snake, say, when Moses let down, when he dropped his rod, he ate up every magician rod. I therefore decree that as the rod of God, signifying the word of God going into our system right now, every devil, every snake that has come in there with, by whichever way, is hereby eating up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This week, we will not bring that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Throughout the year, we will not bring that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For the remaining days of our life, we shall not break down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for the mystery of preservation.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying.
Amen.
Let's receive it with appreciation and with faith. As we are taking it, we prophesy into your body. In the name of Jesus.
Nothing more than blood.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.